This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. Yesterday I looked at the subject setting a good example, and I said that people follow our example, people learn from it. Now this can be a good or bad example we can leave behind. Let me just tell you for a moment about Sir Bob Geldof. He's been recognised for his humanitarian efforts and his ability to raise millions of dollars to help suffering mankind. And Bob Geldof was once asked why he was doing all this for the people of Africa. Why was he planning another charity concert? And he said, "I know I've been given a gift." He said, "I might not be the greatest singer in the world, but I certainly had the gift of opportunity, and I've had that gift of being with a good band, having a couple of good songs. Surely, if I've been given these gifts, do I not," he said, "have a responsibility to use them not just for myself, but for someone else?" I think that's an impressive response, don't you? I think it's true. God has given each of us opportunities to help others, to serve Him in many different ways. And in so doing, what we're doing is leaving behind a good example. And if you're with me yesterday, I said that Timothy from the New Testament was a young man on a mission for the church of the New Testament time, and he was being given some very sound advice by an older Paul. And Paul had said to him, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example for the believers in your speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity." That's 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. That's not the only verse that talks about how to live. In fact, the Bible is full of information how to live. Psalm 25, verse 4 says, "Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path." Now we could think of Timothy as a young graduate. He'd been training under the Apostle Paul, and Paul had left him in Ephesus to put things in order for the church, and there were tremendous problems in the Ephesian church, more than Timothy could handle. But Paul had confidence that with God's help, this young man, this young graduate, would be able to accomplish great things for the kingdom of God. And it's true for us at times. We feel ill-equipped, inadequate to make changes. But do you know the promise of faith in God's power is that He can do through us more than we can imagine? So we should recognize and talk sometimes about the power of a good example. Paul was concerned that young Timothy should be a good example for all the members of the church. Now, of course, some would look down on him because of his youth, but he wasn't to give them an occasion to criticize him just because of that. He was to set a good example. It's like giving an impression or a mold. The Bible affirms that there is great power in a great example. Now, consider Jesus. Jesus led by example. For example, in John 13:15, he said, "I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you." Christians are to be good examples to each other. So there's certainly power in personal example. Think for a moment now of people that you know who have left you a good example. Think of that person in your mind. Haven't they done something special for you? Think for a moment about the words we say. Are we good at controlling our speech? In fact, James says that controlling what we say is such a difficult thing that if we can control our tongues, he said, we can control anything. You can see that in James 3, verse 2. The Bible says, "Let your speech be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person." That's Colossians 4, verse 6. Now, that's a real challenge, isn't it? The Christian can ruin any influence by vulgarity, profanity, arguing with people. It's all about the example of speech. Well, there's also actions, isn't there? What are we doing? Are we an example in our conduct? Conduct is a manner of life. It's about behavior. We could call it a proper lifestyle. Proverbs says, "Even a child makes himself known by his acts, whether his conduct is pure and upright." So we could go on. Are you treating people well? So we need to understand that we are leaving behind a good example. Well, dear Lord, wherever I go today, help me to leave heart prints. Lord, heart prints of compassion, of understanding and love, heart prints of kindness and genuine concern. And Lord, whatever I do, may I know that people will see you through the example that I have set. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.